I could get any other time.
I guess what I don't like about that is that, like, for the dessert that I know you're going to have at the top.
I can't get that any time.
You don't even want it any time. You don't even want it anytime.
I want it at Thanksgiving.
But so that's what I'm saying. Like, I want to put my stuff at the top that I'm like, oh, I always, like, this is something that's so good. You putting stuff at the top that you only want once a year.
What do y'all think? When y'all do a Thanksgiving power ring, do you save specific things?
You saying do that. They probably don't do it.
Okay, when you think of Thanksgiving, do you run and get the stuff that you know you always can get? Or are you going to run and get the stuff that you
no.
only get one time a year? Are you only even want it once or twice a year?
Hear me out. Hear me out. Are you getting the stuff that you know smack, that you love so much no matter what time of year? Or are you getting the stuff that you're like, oh, this is really good, but I'm only going to want it during this time of year? Like, what are you going for?
Because
for
me, you going to play it safe?
I'm not playing it safe.
You are playing it safe. You're going to go eat the same stuff you're going to eat 2 weeks from now.
Because I love it. I will eat it all day. Like, that's why I feel like it should go to the top.
That's why I'm glad we did it together so we can argue. It's at four.
Anyway.
It's at four.
All right. What's up, everybody? I'm Lex.
I'm Jerm.
And this is another episode of Ode to Black Love Podcast. Of course, before we hop in the episode, make sure you are liking, following, and subscribing to us on all social media platforms. That's at Ode to Black Love on Instagram and TikTok. Then Ode to Black Love Podcast. What was I about to say? Podcast on Facebook and YouTube.
Make sure you head over to odetoblacklove.com. We still got a few shirts up.
Yep.
You know, if you need anything, that's how you can. Our email is there. Any way you want to get in contact with us or just keep up with whatever Ode to Black Love is going on, head over to odetoblacklove.com. Other than that, make sure y'all like and follow and subscribe on YouTube, like she said.
Yeah,
we good.
That's it. That's all. That's it. That's all. Well, let's hop into the episode because we got a fun one.
Yeah, holiday season.
Yeah.
Should
we do any good news or?
I didn't really get any.
You didn't get any?
No, Black Panther was good.
Black Panther was very good.
So that's good news.
It was something else I had thought about that happened in the Black community. Can't remember. But did something happen in Dallas? Like, I feel like it was a Dallas-Houston thing that I was going to shout out.
I don't know.
Anyway, well, I can't remember, but it's always good stuff going on within the Black community. So shout out to all of y'all who are doing big things. We appreciate it. We support it. And we acknowledge it. But back to what we're going to do today. Baby, what are we doing?
Hey, we have like a little, it's not really a draft. I guess it's like a ranking.
Thanksgiving power ranking? Ain't that what they
like
say
I said, it would be
in
like
football?
A power ranking. Yeah, like a power ranking. It's going to be a little different. I got this idea from Black...
Oh, what is it called again?
For
it's not
nerds.
The Nod.
It was the Nods, then it was for Color Girl, for Color Nerds. So I was mixing the two, and I didn't want to mix the two. But they're the same podcast. Anyway, they do a ranking on there. They stopped their podcast like last week, 2 weeks ago. So kind of an ode to them for me. But yeah, they do like a ranking. And each of them go back and forth, and they choose to rank one item.
Mm-hmm.
And the other person can't change it or have any input or tell the other person where to put it.
Yeah.
I mean, we can have a conversation about it, but, you know, ultimately...
The ranking is the ranking.
Whoever turns it is, it's their turn to, you know, rank it.
Absolutely. and so, let me ask you this. It's only one list, right?
One list.
Like, I don't have mine, you don't have yours. It's just one list.
Yep.
Okay.
So let's put together.
All right. So, I have the... We didn't even really explain in full detail.
On, yeah.
So this is a Thanksgiving power ranking. Food power ranking, right? So what we're going to do is we're going to pull a food out of here. And like Jeremy said, we'll go ahead and rank it. And so we put the things that exist on our, that we know we would need on our Thanksgiving plate.
This
so like
ours.
For instance.
We know some of y'all are different.
Yeah, we don't eat pork. And so it wasn't a reason to put ham on there. Mm-hmm. But some people may be like, oh, well, why y'all ain't got the ham? Well, it's because we don't eat pork. Mm-hmm. And so that's just something. This is literally what would exist on our plate, but we're going to put it in order. If we missing something that's not a pork item, let us know. Tell us what y'all think we should add or should have had.
Put y'all top five in the comments.
Put y'all top five in the comments, exactly. So you want to rock, paper, scissors to see who go first?
Yeah, let's go. Rock, paper, scissors, shit.
Ah, this two out of three.
All right.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to go first. And I have greens, y'all. Mm, okay. Greens.
Greens. Collard greens and mustard greens. What's your preference?
My preference is mustard.
Mustard greens.
I like mustard or turnip. So greens are going to have to go in the number four spot for
me. How many do we have? We didn't even say how many. Is it six? Seven?
It's six. Okay. So we got a total of six. So at a one through six, greens are going to be four. I said for me, for us.
Four? You think that's it's more that go over the green? I mean, greens is a staple.
I got some others that I'm putting over the greens. I love greens, don't get me wrong. Also,
that's average. You're saying greens is average.
That I'm not saying
you can have
average.
A plate with it or a plate without it.
I could. Greens is average. I could definitely have a plate without greens, but I love greens. But the thing about greens is they stand alone to me, too. Like, because I could eat my plate and then go in and get a bowl of greens because the greens really shouldn't go on the plate.
But, I mean, this is not about building a plate. This is the best Thanksgiving items.
Okay, but I'm still putting
you're
it at
number
four.
You're going to get a whole bowl of it and you're going to put it four.
I'm still putting it at
you're
four.
You're saying you eat it and go back and get a whole bowl.
I'm still. I eat all this stuff that we put in there and I'm still going to have to put greens at four.
Okay. All right. I mean, I got to live with it, but for you to say you would go back and get another bowl of greens.
I would go get another bowl.
A bowl alone. You wouldn't get.
Yes, I would.
You'll go get a bowl of. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Come on. So greens are number four.
Greens are number four. You put that in. You got your computer right there.
Yeah.
All right. How many you say was in here?
Six.
I got dinner rolls. That's going at six.
Oh my gosh, at six.
Not really necessary, you know.
Oh, okay.
Definitely delicious. Not really necessary. Really, really just taking up space.
The Hawaiian rolls ain't necessary for you.
Really just taking up space.
Hawaiian rolls are not a staple.
The dinner roll is really taking up space. I mean, it's good to, if you want to get, sop everything up off the plate afterwards, like you want to get like the leftover macaroni cheese, the leftover yams or whatever, and kind of get it on the vehicle to move to your mouth. The dinner rolls. I mean, I really could do without it. I mean,
So the Hawaiian rolls, you putting it at number six?
Yeah, I'm eating all of this stuff before I even get to this.
Okay, all right.
It's really just sitting there, like I said, for the end.
All right.
Because at Thanksgiving, you want to eat a good amount. I don't want to use my space.
The roll getting bread. Ate, but okay, you got this six.
I don't want to use my space on bread.
Oh, do we have the flex cards where we can move?
Did you? You wrote them up.
Oh, I didn't know we had to write them. I just thought we was just say it. Like we both got one.
No, one person was supposed to draw one. Here. We'll grab one of them and throw
it. No, it's okay. It's okay. We don't got to do it that way.
Anyway, dinner roll six. Easy.
Okay.
Easy. Boo. Probably wouldn't even make my top six.
Shut up. Dressing.
Okay.
Dressing, I'm sitting at the number two spot.
Two?
Sitting at the number two spot.
I don't know. I think that's probably number one.
I'm sitting dressing at the number two spot. Dressing, don't get me wrong. That's a major.
When else you get in dress?
That's a major. Now, you know your family could dress in.
Okay, but you ain't getting
all the time.
You could get all of this stuff. Most stuff you can. Ain't nobody just making dressing.
Your family make dressing. Anyways, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Why you like dressing? Why is dressing number two for you?
I put number two because it's something that I think goes above dressing for me. But it's number two because it's a close second.
I know what you're putting up there now, but it's a close second?
It's a close second for me. It's a very close second. And I just love dressing. It's like you said, it is sometimes limited. Depending on what your family is like, but your family cook dressing several times a year. But with my family, we only cook dressing once a year. And so it probably would have been higher, but I just feel like it's a dish that on Thanksgiving Day, I look forward to a little bit more than dressing. Just a little bit.
I mean, yeah, dressing is top tier. Especially like my family, they put the chicken in it sometimes.
Yeah, they do.
You get you some dressing in, get you a little chicken leg. That's falling off the bone.
Oh my gosh, I gotta figure out how to do that.
We're doing this on Sunday. Thursday can't come fast enough.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
I know Akilah making it. If you hear this, it's like only a couple of days before you a day before you got to make it. Just
a day.
I know, because she probably Tuesday, Wednesday. Maybe she make it Thursday
Wednesday.
Morning. Regardless, yeah, it's coming down to this last little bit. Just I got all faith in you to do a great job.
Talk to you, ain't he? Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Last year, and Keila making a good dressing. We didn't have a great
You didn't even have to do that.
She didn't make it. Last year, we was let down. Me and Alexis, we didn't have a good dress on all year. Or did your mom make one? Did we come back and get one from your mom?
No, I don't think we did. No, maybe we got some from...
I can say that 2021.
I got some from Rekaya. Rekaya's was good. My mama make a good dressing. And my
sister went all 2021 without a superb dressing. We had an okay dressing.
I think somebody... No, I think your family... I know your family made it at another point in 2021. But we did go that Thanksgiving without a superb dressing. And a lot of superb dishes if we just
I think a dressing can make or break. I think it can make or break.
I think...
If everything else is trash and the dressing is fire, you like, the dressing was fire. If everything was good and the dressing was trash, I think I'm going to come back and be like, I mean, that stuff was cool, but the dressing was wet.
See,
how do y'all like y'all dressing? Y'all
wet?
Like y'all's wet? Some people stuff be wet. Some people stuff be too dry.
Okay. Ooh, I prefer mine to be one just right, but if it's going to be anything, it got to be drier.
Yeah,
more firm than wet. But I was about to say, dressing, I do think can make or break. Like, if you got a bad dressing, it's kind of disappointing. It can let you down. But I will say, if everything else is
and don't
bad,
put no cranberry on my dressing. If your cranberry,
I don't
if
mind
you need
a little cranberry.
If you need cranberry for your dressing to be good, then it's not good.
It's not always about a need. I don't like when people say that because I'm a sauce person.
That's
just
fine, but if your dressing got to be good before the cranberry.
That's facts. Take a bite without it, but then add the stuff.
Yeah.
But no, I was saying with the dressing, if everything else is nasty, but the dressing is good, I'm still disappointed.
Yeah, because you don't get dressing all the time.
But I said if the dressing is good and everything else is nasty, I'm still disappointed. You said you can be like, oh.
I mean, I'm still going to be I'm not going to be pumped, but I'm like, I'm going to go get some more of that dressing. You know what I'm saying?
That's facts.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so right now we got
two dressing.
We got number two, dressing, number four, greens, and number six, dinner rolls. Yeah. And when I say dinner rolls, y'all know we going with the Sweet Hawaiian. Don't bring up no other dinner rolls.
I ain't gonna lie. I think I might make some different ones this year. Sweet Hawaiians go crazy, but like the fresh ones that you make from dough.
Okay.
They're kind of next level. I might have to put you on.
I won't be
we
mad
ain't made
at
those.
You.
I ain't made those since I moved out of my parents' house. Okay, I got candy yams.
Yeah. Ooh, come on.
This is hard for me. Because I honestly don't... They don't deserve the number one spot for me.
They don't.
They don't deserve the number one spot for me.
I agree.
But from I'm trying to assume what we have left. I think it's probably better than everything we have left.
You a damn...
I think it's better than all we
Jeremy,
have
you bet not.
So, I mean...
Jeremy, you better not put candy.
I got a rough idea what we have left. I don't feel like I'm letting up Trump. I think candy yams is probably my number two if it was mine. If it was mine alone. Because you're not about to put candy yams number one. You don't really eat them any other time of the year. This is the time of year that you eat them at Thanksgiving. Like it is a Thanksgiving food.
First of all, we make sweet potatoes all the time.
Not candied sweet potatoes. Okay?
Okay, where you putting them?
Man, this is tough.
We need a veto card.
That's why we need that veto
card. Yeah,
this is where we could move the dressing up.
No.
And put the yams in there.
Here, we both just got a veto card.
We can rock, paper, scissors, veto at the end.
Okay. All right.
We'll do that. So,
and not best two out of three.
So I'm going to put them at... So when we... How about this? When we veto, we can only switch spots. We can't move everything else.
Yes. Okay.
All right. I'm going to put... It's hard. Because I don't want that to be there. All right, I'm going to put these at three.
Good.
Only because I think I'm going to win the veto at the end.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm not mad.
Some adjustments. I'll put these at three. I'm a little disappointed putting them at three. I think they deserve a little more respect.
Dressing is two.
I don't really like the marshmallows.
Oh, yeah, online. No, yeah, don't do
don't
no
really,
marshmallows.
I know some of y'all do the little marshmallow topping or whatever. You can keep that. It don't really need it. But I'm going to put them at three. I think, like I said, I think this is the only time of the year that you eat candy yams. Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't eat them. Don't get me wrong. We went to Spunky's. They got candy yams in there, but it don't feel like...
Oh, and that was good.
It don't feel like Thanksgiving, though, when you order them at the...
When you order them midsummer.
It's not the same.
I don't know. You basing it off of like, only get this time of year. But I'm like, we can always make, like...
You can always make any of this stuff.
But that's what I'm saying. But when you imagine
when you imagine Thanksgiving, you got power rank. Like, if I had a plate without the yams, I might be like,
Yeah, no, for sure. But I'm saying,
okay. Oh, yeah.
When I approach Thanksgiving, though, it's like, what am I looking forward to the most? And I know my,
it's
the
dressing
order.
In the greens. Really?
Mm-mm.
I know what you about to say. I don't think that's crazy, but I hope you don't get it. So I'm gonna slide these in at three. So what's our ranking?
So right now we have the number two spot is dressing, the number three spot is candied yams, the number four spot is greens. And then the number six spot is dinner rolls. So we got two spots left, y'all. By the way, we're going to do this for desserts too, y'all. So just be ready.
Just hanging there.
Okay.
Oh, she's looking at it. I think she's
cheating.
No,
I'm not.
I think she's cheating. Put it back in there and shake it back up. Here.
This dude. Look here, I won't
way.
Even.
There you go.
Talk about look the other way.
She made the list. I gotta win the rock, paper, scissors.
For the number one spot.
This is a
on
bad
the
take.
Thanksgiving
this
power
is a bad
ranking
take.
Draft.
This is a terrible take.
Not draft. On the Thanksgiving power ranking list.
It's a terrible take.
We got Mrs. Mac and Cheese. Okay?
This is a terrible take.
Mrs. Mac and Cheese.
This is a terrible take. Some people will argue that macaroni and cheese ain't even Thanksgiving food.
Who the hell? Who would say that?
I said some people.
Name yourselves. Name yourselves.
Who are you?
Name yourselves.
You can get that on
Wednesday. I've never seen that. You can get mac and cheese on a Wednesday, but you don't get the five cheese mac and cheese baked twice. I'm just saying, I don't know about baking twice, but you don't get that decadent, super cheesy. Nah, baby, that's number one. That's number one.
You mean it too. When you put the dressing at two, I was like, she is foul. She is foul. I know exactly where it was going. I said, she is foul. She gonna put this item that we eat.
But we don't
eat it in a couple weeks at Christmas.
Baby. And I love it on Christmas too. First of all, well, we don't really celebrate Christmas.
But
I love it
that weekend.
That weekend too. But the reason is because it's so good. I make the mac and cheese. I typically make
drag
the mac
her
and
in
cheese.
The comments, y'all.
Huh?
Drag her in the comments.
I typically
mac
make
mac and
the
cheese number one on Thanksgiving. Nobody walking in. You gonna
hold
eat
on,
a plate?
Hold on, hold
are
on.
You gonna eat a plate of only mac and cheese? I think
baby.
To be at number one, you could be like, I only want that. Like, I eat
baby.
That by itself.
Baby,
don't give me nothing.
You
else.
Saying mac and cheese like it's easy mac? Like it's not just mac and cheese.
If
Thanksgiving
like,
mac and cheese is not to me.
If they say everything burnt up, but all we got left is the mac and cheese,
I would say, give me that shit.
Ain't nobody trying to be constipated and eating just mac and cheese. No.
Mac and cheese is the number
terrible
one.
Take.
Hopefully,
terrible
hopefully you, well, not hopefully. I hope you don't get the
terrible take.
The rank switch,
terrible
whatever.
Terrible take. Y'all.
So what we got at number five, Jern?
What are you, honestly, do y'all even think macaroni and cheese is Thanksgiving food? I do, personally.
You are crazy.
I do, personally, but I've heard people say, like, what? Like, why would you make that like this?
And honestly, like I said, mac and cheese is what I'm looking forward to the most.
She put that joint at number one.
It's number one for me. But really, what's number one is the mac and cheese mixed with the candy yams. Like, that is top tier. If I could have both of those, I don't care about anything
else. You
saying
that they can't even stand alone. You just said they can't stand alone.
Yes, they can.
You're
they're looking, both good.
You're looking forward to it being mixed with something.
Jeremy.
Jeez.
Oh, they're both good.
Terrible take.
They're
Alexis.
Both good. This is the Thanksgiving power rank. This is the stuff that would be on our plate.
Don't judge me on this. If I lose the rock paper, don't judge me, please.
Okay.
So I got turkey. And some people be like, turkey dry, but that's just because y'all can't cook.
Yes, because you can't cook.
Because you can't cook.
Because I used to, don't get me wrong, I used to think turkey was dry as hell. I hated turkey. And then I got with Jeremy and had his family smoke turkey. And
turkey is not dry. Turkey is not dry.
Turkey's not dry.
Turkey in the oven, in the fryer, on the smoker. Turkey is not dry.
No.
You're just cooking it too fast or too long.
Yeah.
You know, so
turkey's not dry.
That's y'all issue. You know what I mean?
So user error.
You might be on YouTube right now. So just hop off of this and then look up how to
properly cook a turkey. Yeah.
So, but turkey is
we do turkey or Cornish hens. Well, I do Cornish hens over my mom and them house.
Well, yeah. I mean, okay. Turkey, it's going to be, what we got? Five is open.
That's on the spot. Yeah,
five. I'll slide it down there. I mean, I get like
you
a little.
You said you'll slide down there. You have no choice.
I don't have a choice. But, I mean, I probably would put it around that range regardless.
I'm with you, yeah. I don't really go to Thanksgiving
for the protein. I'll be honest. I go to Thanksgiving for the sides.
I could have a meatless Thanksgiving.
Honestly, if they put in, like I said, my family be putting the chicken inside the dressing. If they put the chicken inside the dressing, I might just skip over it.
The turkey?
Yeah.
I always want a little piece. I might get a little sliver. I'm about to say I always want a little piece.
You know what I'm saying? I like to get the ones that fall down in the bottom, that like the small pieces that be in the juice. I try and steal those, so it don't be no big piece.
Sorry. What I will say about the turkey is I like the turkey the next day, just throwing it on a piece of bread or a roll and having a quick sandwich with that turkey from Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah, so
I would have had it in number six though. But yeah, if I was available.
Yo, she got some trouble takes. She put the dinner rolls over the turkey.
Sure would.
She put the mac and cheese at one.
Sure would.
Anyway, that's terrible takes. Anyway. Okay. All right.
So let's read.
We got married and all, but that don't mean you always have to agree.
Shut up. Let's read the power ranking. So the number one spot in the power ranking, or the Thanksgiving power ranking, for the main plate is mac and cheese. Okay. Jeremy does not agree with that, but I stand firm in that.
I don't.
Then the number two spot is dressing. Like I said, it's a really close second. Like, the more he says stuff to me, the more I'm like, I can see it being number one. But I'm also like, no, I'm looking forward to the mac and cheese. So the number two is dressing. Then at number three, we got candy yams, which I'm like, I agree. I think that's safe for candy yams. Number four, greens. Number five, turkey. And then number six, dinner rolls. So what don't you agree with? Well, actually, let's do the rock, paper, scissors.
You can find out. You already know what I don't agree with.
I do. Best two out of three.
All right. Okay.
Okay. I thought you were going to go scissors. No two out of three. I said no two out of three earlier.
You said no two out of three?
Yeah.
Oh, no two out of three.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I'll switch to dressing. I switch one and two. I switch to dressing and macaroni and cheese.
Okay.
I moved the dressing up to number one. I think dressing, you can everything else can burn up and you could go get dressing and feel like you still have Thanksgiving.
I'm not gonna disagree with that.
Yeah. If everything burns up and you have macaroni and cheese, it's like
fuck, damn. It's just another Wednesday, huh?
Yeah, like we didn't have no food
or
in the cabinet.
Thursday,
all we had is an Easy Mac, you know? Good Easy Mac.
Don't even compare mac and cheese to Easy Mac. But I'm really not mad about that.
So yeah. I would switch those two. And only because macaroni, cheese, and the yams is really, really close for me.
Yeah.
I'm not that angry about yams being at three because I eat them together. They are a pair. So they should be next to each other.
They really should be, yeah.
Yeah, they really next to each other because I eat those together. So I'm going to hit the dressing because I think the dressing is what I look forward to. It's what I put on the plate first. I let the whatever, you know, you got to do your little order if the kids eat first.
So how you feel about greens?
I let them get theirs, but then I'm attacking the dressing.
How you feel about greens being number four?
I'm okay. I mean,
where would you have put them?
I think they where they were. I mean, two, three, and four can all interchange, you know? They all get put next to each other on the plate.
I don't think two, three, and four could interchange.
Macaroni cheese is like the middle. You know what I'm saying? It's like, Noah be sitting in between us when we watch TV. Like, that's the macaroni and cheese. You don't really want your greens hitting your yams, but you don't mind if your greens hit your macaroni and cheese. You can eat them together, and you don't mind if your macaroni and cheese hit
mine.
Your yams.
You're not mine. Okay.
So it's like, you know, it's like this whole
Hey, in that analogy with Noah, I'm mac and cheese. You greens. Oh, wait.
So no yams?
No, you're right. I'm tripping. Noah's mac and cheese. I'm yams. You're greens.
Yeah, this one.
Anyway, that was go. I got it wrong.
Whatever. So, like I said, I had to move dressing to number one. Let me know what y'all think about that. What is the food that y'all gotta have?
What's number one for y'all?
Because I know some people green bean casserole.
Oof.
And some of y'all like stuffing, which they probably not listen to this podcast.
Fuck around.
Yeah, I guess if you live up north, I think northern people do stuffing.
Yeah, and I've never had it. So we probably will tear up some stuffing.
It can't be dressing, though.
No, for
Part
sure.
Part of dressing be the texture.
Yeah, no, for sure. I don't think it can be dressing, but we probably would tear up some stuffing.
If I went to a black gathering and they had stuffing,
I would kind of laugh. what?
I'm like, are we gonna get out?
I'm just and what did we miss? Like, what would y'all have?
Yeah, what we have missed. Yeah,
I know some people prefer cabbage over greens, which I can't relate.
I don't really see cabbage as a Thanksgiving food.
Some people do. Some people prefer.
But that's because my family, we cook. Like, cabbage is something you just.
Yeah, I'll be cooking.
Random
cabbage.
Sunday, cabbage, easy.
Yeah.
But greens is like that too. But
I was about to say, greens is like that too. I don't know. What else? Mashed potatoes and gravy.
I don't really need that. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
I don't need it.
I don't need that heavy. You know what I mean? I'm trying to eat stuff that actually tastes great. I mean, mashed potatoes is straight, but again, if I'm having a steak or something, throw me some mashed potatoes. But I don't need that with all my other stuff.
What else? Does anybody have like chicken instead of turkey? Fried chicken? Like, what y'all be doing?
The fried chicken.
And then how y'all making y'all turkey? Y'all roasting it? Y'all frying the turkey? Y'all smoking it? Like, let us know in the comments what y'all are doing with y'all's food. We about to do the dessert ranking, though.
Yeah.
And this one's going to be more. Well,
before we move on, run down for the final time. What is our ranking?
Okay. So the Coleman's Thanksgiving power ranking main plate. We have dressing at the number one spot, which Jeremy did a switcheroo. And I'm not too mad about it. I'm still looking more forward to the mac and cheese. But dressing is, like I said, a close second. So I'm conceding. So we got one dressing, two mac and cheese, three candied yams, four greens, five turkey, and then six dinner rolls. I still think the dinner rolls could have been five and then turkey six, but...
You lucky dinner rolls made the list.
Whatever. Anyway, so now we...
We could have top five. I said, because dinner rolls is here. I said, we probably could have just did a top five.
Okay, well, turkey still would have been last. Okay, y'all, we about to do the dessert. Give me a second. All right. Okay, y'all, so now we about to hop into the dessert power ranking. Thanksgiving dessert power ranking. Now, y'all may say some of these desserts aren't Thanksgiving desserts, but these are desserts that we have at Thanksgiving. Like, everything I'm listing... Either we have at Jeremy's house or we have at my parents' house. And when I say parents, my mom and them, house. And when I say we have, I'm not saying we eat it itself, but it's available for us to eat every year.
Okay, we hit this rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah, let's hit this rock, paper, scissors. Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Boom. Two out of three? No?
Okay.
It's up to you.
Yeah, sweeping. Can't move it nowhere.
I forgot what was in here. Oh, I kind of meant to take this one out because this is actually one we don't typically have available. But it's cheesecake. You want to take it out or you want to?
It could just go at the bottom. I mean.
Well, I like cheesecake more than some of these other desserts, but.
It's not Thanksgiving. We didn't say.
Okay, we're throwing it out. So it's 1 through 6.
Cheesecake. New Year's as dessert.
I love cheesecake, y'all. But,
cheesecake is good.
But you're right, not Thanksgiving. I'll just use this one that dropped. Okay, so we're doing the ranking on desserts. This is the first pick. German chocolate cake. Woo! Okay, I don't remember what's in there. But I feel like I would feel comfortable having German chocolate cake in the number two spot.
Number two?
Yeah.
For Thanksgiving?
I love German chocolate cake.
Like German chocolate say, oh, this is Thanksgiving?
What do you mean?
I'm just saying, like, when I think, like, oh, okay, like, I gotta have that, like, I gotta eat it now because I ain't gonna have it again.
No.
That's a possibility.
No, I don't like the mindset.
But it's Thanksgiving power ranking. We ain't doing all-time dessert power ranking.
But these are the desserts that are going to be there is what I'm
look,
saying.
Look, it's got to stay there because you chose to put it there. But I'm just saying, like, what's your mind? Where is your mind?
When I think of, like, other pies and stuff that are typical to Thanksgiving, I don't care for those. Like, those are cool. But when I get to your family house and they have a red velvet cake and a German chocolate cake and whatever else they got, I'm going for that. I'm not going for the pies.
Hey, I'm just asking.
I'm not going for the pies. I'm sorry.
German chocolate is fire. I know a lot of y'all don't like the coconut shreds.
No, German chocolate.
But that's because you're children.
I was just about to say, when you grow up and mature a little bit, you'll realize German, because I didn't used to like it. Yeah, but now it's no so box German chocolate damn either. Good.
Yeah, no box German chocolate. You got to get a real German chocolate, and then you can come talk to me. Okay?
Yeah, so I got German chocolate at number two.
All right, let's see.
I forgot the most important one.
You put the red bees in it?
I didn't put carrot cake, which we don't typically have that.
That's cool.
Somebody
missed.
There?
It was somebody else out here. But you miss me.
Well, carrot cake is my number one favorite dessert, period.
We got the pound cake. We have the pound cake.
She's Handle it with care.
She's probably looking at me like, come on, man.
Handle it with care.
My auntie, again, we talked about her early making a dressing. She makes an amazing pound cake.
Funny
story. Alexis got the recipe, made it amazing the first time.
The
first few times.
When we lived at that house.
I mean, she made it. It was like my auntie made it. You know, it was the same. We moved to this house that we've been at. I'm going to just tell you, we haven't ate one that she made at this house.
And I have tried to make it.
Because she'd keep blowing the oven up.
It's something about my oven that's causing my cake to do that.
Every time she cook it, it's pound cake all over the oven.
It explodes, and I don't know what I'm doing wrong, y'all. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
I don't know. We need to try one more time.
I'm not trying it.
You tried it a few times. You tried it big. You tried it small.
Things.
You need to try it again.
No, I'm going to have
that really messed up your momentum. You was rolling, and that really
took, yeah.
That really.
Where you putting it? Because handle it with care.
I put it down at 4.
Oh!
I love it, but it's just.
Oh, Amy.
I can get this whenever.
Amy, did you hear that?
I can get this whenever.
You talking about stuff you can get whenever. I guess you just really are attached to certain things that you feel.
I'm not about to run to it because I can get it another time.
But my thing is.
Okay, patty melt is fire, but like a patty melt at Thanksgiving, I'm not going to go get it because it's something I could get any other time.
I guess what I don't like about that is that like for the dessert that I know you're going to have at the top.
I can't get that anytime.
You don't even want it anytime.
I want it at Thanksgiving.
But so that's what I'm saying. Like, I want to put my stuff at the top that I'm like, oh, I always, like this is something that's so good. You putting stuff at the top that you only want once a year.
What do y'all think? When y'all do a Thanksgiving power ranking, do you save specific things?
You saying do that. They probably don't do it.
Okay, when you think of Thanksgiving, do you run and get the stuff that you know you always can get? Or are you going to run and get the stuff that you
only
get one time a year? Are you only even want it once or twice a year?
Hear me out. Are you getting the stuff that you know smack, that you love so much no matter what time of year? Or are you getting the stuff that you're like, oh, this is really good, but I'm only going to want it during this time of year? Like, what are you going for? Because for me,
you're playing safe?
I'm not playing it safe.
You are playing it safe. You're going to go eat the same stuff you're going to eat 2 weeks from now.
Because I love it. I will eat it all day. Like, that's why I feel like it should go to the top.
That's
why
I'm glad we did we did it together so we can argue. It's at 4.
Anyway.
It's at 4.
All right.
It's at 4.
So at number 2, we got German chocolate cake. At number 4, we got pound cake.
And my auntie's pound cake is fire. This ain't your store pound cake that you... You know what I'm saying? This ain't your auntie's pound cake. I swear.
Y'all.
People that don't like
Kila's
pound cake.
Pound cake is the best. Like, I feel like it deserves the number one spot.
It was so dense. You just need a little thin slice.
Oh, it's so good.
And the outside got like a little crust.
I could eat a whole cake. Yeah. I would put it at number one, but whatever. Okay. So, I pulled red velvet cake.
She better not be childish.
So
with rock paper scissors.
At the number 2 spot, we got German chocolate. At number 4, we got pound cake.
Mm-hmm. She know this need to be at the top.
I'ma put red velvet at
she better do some spiteful stuff.
I'm trying to think what may be left. I'ma put red velvet cake at number 5.
I already put that at 5.
No, you didn't.
I put that at 4, huh?
Yes.
She's spiteful.
No, how you?
Red velvet is better than German chocolate.
No, I'm not. I prefer German chocolate over ribbon.
It's the same cake, essentially.
I like the coconut shreds and the saucy taste. It's like a caramelized coconut. That stuff is good, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm putting red velvet in number 5. That was all out of
spite, y'all.
It really wasn't.
I swear that was
spite. It's not. I promise.
The pound cake offended her, so she wanted to move the red velvet down.
I promise it's not.
Y'all might see us fight.
So at number 2, we got German chocolate. Who's that? Oh, number 2, we got German chocolate. I'm trying to put that down there because, yeah, I didn't do this before. Number 2, we got German choc. Number 3, do we have number 3?
Uh-uh. We got pound cake, German chocolate, and real good.
Okay. And then 4, pound. Five, Revisi.
She's smiling. No, she
didn't. No, smiling. I didn't. I promise I didn't. Then 6, Blake. Okay, go ahead, draw.
So we got one.
So number 2, one is open. For number 2, we got German chocolate cake. For number 3 is open. 4, we got pound cake. Number 5, we got red velvet cake. And then number 6 is open.
So what's open? 1, 3, and 5, 6.
1, 3, and 6, yep.
All right. Banana pudding. 6. 6. Again.
Y'all.
Again, what am I doing? What is this doing at my Thanksgiving? This is nice and all, but this is my summer cookout dessert. I'm cool. This is my summer cookout dessert. Yeah, oh, it's great. Whatever, whatever. 6.
I just don't understand. 6. I just 6. Don't understand.
This is my summer cookout dessert.
I just don't understand. It's a year long.
It's my summer cookout dessert.
It's a year long dessert. I'm not even,
Only way I'm hitting this is if it's like everything gone. It's like, dang, all right, I guess I hit the banana pudding.
Oh, hell no.
Banana pudding is fire. I'm not saying banana pudding is not good. Don't get me wrong. At my Thanksgiving,
this got to be assimilation, y'all. Okay.
This is simple.
I don't know him.
This is simple.
See, we
going to icebox cake next. If I got it, this is one step above icebox cake.
So far, because I'm done. So far, we got German chocolate at number 2. Number 3 is open. Number 4, we got pound cake. Number 5, we got red velvet cake. Number 6, we got banana pudding. Wow. Okay.
I can see we don't get along as far as the desserts
go. Oh, my God.
This got me. I'm
like, pissed at number 1 and 3.
Like, I really don't be pressed about Alexis making my plate, but I might have to make my own this year now that I know what her mindset is.
I know you at least though. Desserts. I know my baby. I know what you want.
Okay. At least these desserts.
I pulled pecan pie / pecan bars. And
do we care?
I'm gonna put it at number 3.
All right, cool.
I agree. Yeah, I bet you do.
I agree.
Golly, man. So far we got German chocolate at number 2, pecan bars at number 3, pound cake at number 4, red velvet at number 5, banana pudding at number 6. And so for the number 1 spot, baby, what is it?
Let's talk about pecan pie and pecan bars. Alexis, that's her job. So I'm surprised she put it at number 1. Because
they cool. Like, I think I make a bomb pecan bar, but I'm not going straight for that. I'm going to eat one, but I'm not going straight for that.
I'm not going straight for it either because you're going to make it for me the next week. But it's up there, though.
This dude, y'all.
So number 1, and I guess this would be kind of predictable. I wouldn't necessarily put it there, but
most people probably
classic,
would.
It's a classic sweet potato pie. You can't go wrong. That's what my mom makes, fire sweet potato pie. I'm sitting here talking like, we got some cookers. Because I'm like, her sweet potato pie, it should be sold. She take it to heart. She don't ever think it's good enough. And I'd be like,
yeah.
Patty ain't got nothing.
Oh, no. Miss Felicia definitely makes a good sweet potato pie. I ain't going, no cap.
Yeah.
I don't think sweet potato pie in general needs to be in the number 1 spot.
It's not my number 1, but I don't think it's one that most people will argue over, or like we would even argue over. Because I think our number 1 is totally different.
I know they are.
Our number one is totally different. So I'm like, if we had to come to a middle ground.
I know what I'm switching out, y'all.
If we had to come to a middle ground to be in a good space for the kids, sweet potato pie would be okay with me. But
you said kids, kid.
Hypothetical.
Okay.
We're come not on. Coming to
let's rock, paper, scissors so I can get my little switcheroo on. Ah! Okay, I'm so mad.
And I feel bad for Sweet Potato Pie. Because you don't deserve to go this low. You don't deserve to go this low. You put it right there all the way down at five.
Mm-hmm.
You don't deserve to be five. Sweet Potato Pie, let me tell you, you don't deserve to be five. No, it wasn't my decision. It is my decision, but it's not my choice. But I'm switching you out with the Red Velvet. Red Velvet, number one. Easy for me.
All right. If I got to choose this in this order, I just
you going to put the pound at one?
Yeah, I was about to switch the pound cake in the sweet potato pie.
Yeah.
Because pound cake, German chocolate cake, the pecan bars, then get the sweet potato pie, then the red velvet, then the... Yeah, like, I wouldn't be mad about that.
Nah.
Honestly, I'll probably do red velvet before the sweet potato pie.
First off top, I might give me a slice before I finish my plate to make sure everybody else don't get it. You know what I'm saying? Make sure it's not gone.
You're so damn greedy. Okay, so what I got now is red velvet at number one.
And I'll put a star on our graphic to say vetoed, whatever, so people know that I moved these two to number one. She beat me.
Yeah.
All of other times. But I come through in the clutch.
Yep. And then you get sweet potato pie at number five.
Mm-hmm. And then my summertime delight, banana pudding at six.
You get on my nerves. That's what you get. You gonna get it?
No, that's all
right. Okay. Just get it, because they're gonna be like, what the heck?
They're watching it. They saw what happened.
Oh, you can cut it, though. No, okay, whatever. I'm like, where does that go? So number one for the Thanksgiving Power Ranking dessert plate, we got red velvet cake. Mm-hmm. Whatever. At number two, we got German chocolate cake. At number three, we got Lex pecan bars. Or pecan pie. A 4-pound cake, anquilas and anquilas only. 5, sweet potato pie. We stick with the home team, Miss Felicia's. Then 6, banana pudding.
I like that list. I think that list
I bet you do.
I think that list is pretty smooth. That list is pretty smooth. The German chocolate and the pecan bars, whatever, you know. Because I don't really need... I'll eat a German chocolate, but after I have my red velvet, do I necessarily need a German chocolate?
Exactly.
I might get a small sliver.
Exactly. So how about this? If I could have it my way... This is what my dessert plate would be. This is the order I would choose my desserts. I would start with the pound cake. Just give me a piece of that real quick. It's almost like the roll. It's not, the pound cake is like the roll for the dessert. Like just, well, no, it's better than the roll for the dessert. But it's just like, it's just good. Like it's consistently good. It's let me get this real quick while I figure out what else I want. Because I know I'm going to want that. So I'm going to go pound cake. Then I'm going to go German chocolate cake because it's like, ooh, okay, it's German chocolate over there. I already have my pound cake. Some room for more. Let me get the German chocolate. Then German chocolate cake. After that, I got the pecan bars for myself because I'm like, oh, you know, I do make a good pecan bar. Let me taste it. What everybody else eating. And then I eat my pecan bar. And then at number four, I'm going to say, oh, let me get that banana pudding. Actually, I lied.
Four?
Yeah, no. Yeah, I'm going to go pecan bar and then banana pudding. So then at number four, I'm like, ooh, I made the banana pudding. I want to get a little taste of it. And I'm going to eat the banana pudding. And then after the banana pudding, I'm going to say, oh, my gosh. I didn't even get a piece of Miss Felicia's sweet potato pie. Let me get that. I'm going to eat the sweet potato pie. And then number five, I'm going to say, I guess Friday when I want something sweet and there ain't nothing left, I guess I'll eat this red velvet cake.
Wow. Effing disrespect.
No, don't get me wrong. Okay, hear me out. Red Velvet is a bomb-ass cake.
It's velvet.
Listen, Red Velvet is a delicious cake.
Top tier.
But like you just said, if you get German chocolate, you don't need Red Velvet.
Then what you getting German chocolate for if Red Velvet is there?
Because German chocolate is bomb. Oh my gosh, German chocolate
it's
is
delicious. Don't get
ooh, we need to have a versus.
German chocolate versus.
Y'all gotta let us know. German chocolate or red velvet? And I feel like a lot of suckers is going to say red velvet. But I just be feeling like, I don't...
German chocolate is fire. But for you to keep disrespecting red velvet is just beyond me. That's like doing your top five players and you keep putting LeBron at six or something. You're like, well, LeBron at least deserved to be in your top five.
No. Because you can prove LeBron is better.
You can prove LeBron is better.
No, you can't.
Red velvet is bomb.
No, it can't. No, you can't. What's the proof? What's its stats? Oh, we should look. So Thanksgiving, we should see what people going for first.
Pumpkin pie, sweet potato pie.
No, I'm talking about, first of all, you know our family don't make no damn pumpkin pie.
I know, but I'm saying you said look at the stats.
No, I'm saying look at the stats at the poll. Oh, we could do a poll. I was just thinking of monitoring the cakes and stuff, see what go first. But yeah, let's do a poll at Thanksgiving. We're going to do a poll, and I'm going to record it, like a little TikTok video. Yep. I'm committing to that.
I was talking about Instagram, but that'd be fun too.
Yeah, I'm talking about a family poll, like when we go to our family member's house.
Yeah.
But then also, we can do an Instagram poll too. But yeah, so if you could have it your way, what would your dessert plate look like?
Let's see, it'd be Red VZ one. Maybe the pecan bars too, maybe. Then let me see
the list. Making sure.
All right, yeah. So
Red Velvet one.
Red Velvet one.
I can't believe you didn't put my pecan bars at number one. That's what I thought you would do.
You was about to shit out. Red Velvet one.
I can't believe you didn't put my pecan bars at number one.
I told you why. I'm gonna get them next week.
Oh, you did. Okay, cool.
I said that. Then maybe
hey,
pecan bars.
What's your attitude, brother?
Then the sweet potato pie. Then the German chocolate. Then the pound cake. Then the banana.
Food. One more time.
So Red Velvet one, pecan bars, or pecan pie. Not every pecan pie. Y'all be having a thin boys.
Shut
I'm
up.
I'm cool. Then I said sweet potato pie.
At number three?
Yeah, at three. Then German chocolate at four.
Pound
at five.
Jeez.
Then I put in at six.
Your summertime delight.
Yeah, summertime delight. Cookout special. Anyway. You just go get your scoop of that.
Anyway,
do y'all put
somebody at the door?
No, okay. What do y'all do? What do y'all put in y'all banana pudding? Like, y'all do vanilla wafers, or do y'all do those little cookies? I like the ones that got the little cookies.
What cookies?
I don't know what kind of cookies they are because I don't ever make it.
I like the vanilla wafers.
It's
but...
like the, I don't know, they're like thin cookie, not Biscoff, but
that sounds bomb. Fine,
but like, you know, like. I don't know.
Oh, I'm going to have to ask Tion, like, can you try making your banana pudding with a Biscoff? Anyway, yeah, let us know what you put in, not in your banana pudding. Well, yeah, you can let us know that too. But let us know what's on y'all's plate this Thanksgiving. A couple of housekeeping things. He's here?
Yeah.
Okay, a couple of housekeeping things. It's not mandatory to post your plate on Instagram. So, you know, do whatever you want to do. But just remember, it's not mandatory. Number two... is make sure you use a separate bowl for the greens. You just don't want to sog down everything else on your plate. So just make sure you use a separate bowl. Number three, no need to fight with your cousins and your siblings. Be thankful, be merry, have a good time. It was some other house. I think that's all the Thanksgiving housekeeping I wanted us to.
No, don't burn down the house when you're frying a turkey. Be safe.
Yeah, don't burn down the house.
Other than that, I mean, just love on your family. No fights.
Love on
your
family.
If you do fight, fight fair.
Ooh, that's good. Love on your family. Have some good drinks. Enjoy the holiday weekend. Be safe during the Black Friday situation, whatever you decide to do. And, yeah, I think that's it, baby. Let us know, like he said in the comments, what your Thanksgiving plate looks like. But don't take a picture of it unless you just want to.
Yes.
But don't tag us.
Say that for yourself because your family food don't look that good.
I wasn't going to do all that.
Most of y'all families still don't look that good. A lot of y'all.
You just don't have to say it. Because looking good is subjective.
It might taste delicious. It just don't translate.
I mean, honestly, those foods ain't the best looking foods in general.
It don't translate. Yeah, so just don't take a picture. Just say, this was good.
Peace.
All right, y'all.